Beginn kann man darf, man sagt, bei mir zieht auf Chavtes, beginnt man auch, beginnt es nass, dann beginnt es die Gemara, bei haben wir Scheil Alayhu. So therefore, since Reb Tarfon holds that the Rabbanim permit him to utilize it, so it's like a Scheil on it. It'll be Chayv and Einzin. So it says to him, it's a wonder, because the Havalei Lameimer, the word should have been, Vavaleiv Alayhu, that he'd be a bar on it, because we're actually talking about his permission to use those monies and give back something else, which is what a Leiv is, not a Scheil. Then we're going to say, oh, the involved Bailam Kreb should see what it's coming to tell us that if the owner comes before he uses it, expends it, that it's teaching us that Chiddush, that he has to give back those monies themselves, and not others, and that's like inherent in the terminology of Shail versus Leiva. So, also Shap at the Karle Shail, that would make sense why we were using the terminology Shail. But you can't say that. Why? Because the Perikam Afka, the Gemara later on the Megillah and Al Park, the Gemara asks, he nentsu Chayiv. If he's chayev for einzin, my ear yehaitzi. Why he's saying that he used it? Kolahaitzi nami. Even if he didn't use it, also now says teis v'hashda, he chayev lahachzor hin atzman. If you're saying that he has to return them themselves, kishit v'hagizber, when the treasurer is going to claim the money from him, imkin, if that's the case, so lekan mashulchani kishlohaitzim. So then the money changer does not acquire that when he doesn't use it. Blame all, and he's not committing meilik. No, I'm parakashali gemara later on of tzalitzim and aleph. If you have not used it yet, you haven't committed me'ila. Because the lender can back out. If that's the case, my part, what's the Gemara asking? That even if you didn't use it also, rather, obviously must be, even if they're still around, you don't have to give them back themselves. So what Tais is referring to is a Mishnah later on the Mem Gimel, that says that if someone deposits money by a money changer, so if it's in a bundle, he's not allowed to use it, and therefore if it gets lost, he's not going to be chayav. But if he deposited by him, untied, so then the money changer is allowed to use it, and therefore if it gets lost, he's chayav nachrayis. The Gemara there says, according to Rav Nachman, so when they're untied, it's a lacha like a shem asachar, and it'd be part of an einzin. According to Rav Huna, it's a lacha like a shalom chayav an einzin. Nachman asked Rav Huna from the words of the Braisa that says the treasurer of Hekdesh that deposits bundle money by the shulchani, he's not allowed to use it. Therefore, if he does use it, the gizber is not committed meila. But if you deposited by him money that was untied, the Shulchani could utilize it. And therefore, if he used it, the Gizber committed Me'ila. Now, it sounds like that this, the Gizber, the treasure of Hekdesh, committed Me'ila is only because it was already utilized by the Shulchani. According to Rav Huna, that the permissibility to utilize already obligates by Einzin, so then the Gizber should have been Chayiv Me'ila right away when they give the money to the Shulchani, is already in his possession. Now, if you say that when the Gizber claims the money from the Shulchani before he gets a chance to use it, he would have to give back that money themselves that was deposited by him, if that's the case, so then the Shulchani has not acquired it as long as he has not used it, and the truth is the Gizber has not committed Me'ila, as we find the Gemara tells us later on, the Tzadik Testament Aleph, by a person that lent the hatchet to someone else, that as long as he has not used it to cut, to chop with, so the lender could say, I want to back out from the loan. And the Gemara there is medacted. The same thing is by Gizber of Hekdesh, that lends a card to someone else, as long as he's not used it. The Gizber is not committed to Me'ila because he can still back out from the loan. And if that's the case, so then it wouldn't be difficult to win at all. So obviously, that even if those monies are still around, however, the one that was deposited by, I mean the Shem Aveda, would have to give back the he would not have to give back the monies themselves. He could give back other monies. If that's the case, so it's difficult. So why are we calling the Shem Aveda Shail and we're not calling him as a Leiva? Unless it's just what you could say is the Nakat Shail. I'll tell you why we picked the terminology Shail. Because we're talking about the liability of Einzin. The Chsibakra got be Shail. Well, that's what's written in the Pasuk is regarding a Shail. And Begam, another reason is Lefisha Maskir Shem Mechinim B'Shem Esachah, the other terminologies we're using are Shem Mechinim B'Shem Esachah. So therefore, to keep it clean with the Dal Shemer, we use the terminology Shemer, but a Shail, but really right. He is a really would have been more correct, the terminology of a Leiva. Now, Tez continues, and he says, V'Rabbein Nechnanol V'Hal Lachas G'daylas, Paskid, they ruled Alachar Grav Yesef. We have this Machlekes, Rabbi Rav Yesef, the Shem Aved, like Shem Mechinim B'Shem Esachah, they look like Rav Yesef, like Shem Esachah. What's the proof? By he, from that, of the Ein Bein Amudah. The Gemara in the Dorv Naflam Gimel Beis. Come to the Gemara tells us, that he can return his lost object. Now, Chachamim once says, Davka Madu Lemuder, when you have someone take a neder of Israel Nof from someone else, meaning that specifically that the one that took the neder to the subject of the neder, of Mudu Lemadu Lai, but the subject to the one that took the neder, he cannot return his lost object. Why? Because he's going to gain now that as he's doing that Shabbos Aveda, he's going to be benefiting from this quote-unquote money of Rabbi Yosef, which is that when he's doing it, he doesn't have to give tzedakah to a poor person. He's not like benefit him. Chachamim, another one says, no, pruta Rabbi Yosef leishchicha. That's not a common thing, and therefore that's not considered as giving benefit, and therefore that wouldn't be a problem. But Shemam, the one thing is, we see that the kula, we see that all of them is like Rabbi Yosef, they all hold of Rabbi Yosef, that there is this pruta Rabbi Yosef. But the question is, in that case, is that a violation or not? Shtei says, vein zeraya, that's not a proof. Because the Gam Rabba Moida Rabba also agrees. The Bishar Shemesazik Baveda, of course, that when you're engaged in a lost object, which is what the discussion over there is, Shapata Melamesa Riftala Nim, he agrees, of course, at that time, when you're Mitzvah, you're not going to have to give bread to the poor. The Sphere Lay, it's just that he holds the Le Shchicha, it's just not common, Shiobi Ani, that it just happens to be that a poor person will come Bishar Shemesazik Baal Tzarka, that was engaged in the taking care of the welfare of the lost object, and therefore, it's not logical that should make him into like a paid custodian because of that, given leshchiach, because it's not common the b'shosh aved b'beisa that when the lost object is in his house, vein masazik ba and he's not engaged. I mean, oh, the b'kistei is saying another thing. He says that because since it's not common that the b'shosh aved b'beisa just because the lost object is in his house, vein masazik ba, and he's not engaged with the pshita, that's obvious. After Rav Yisef, that according to Rav Yisef, or kivin leshchiach, or kama, or whatever, that when it's in your house and you're not engaged, even according to Rabbi Yisrael, in the potem leisav riftala ani, he would agree, of course, that you're not exempt from giving bread to the poor at that moment, because Tzitzis says, Aswar, Shev, Shev, Adam, Shalabash, Tzitzis. Imagine a person wearing Tzitzis. It's just like Tzolom Bereshri, he has Tzolom on his head. He's always going to be mitzvah. He fought him to call a mitzvah, you think that he'll be exempt from all other mitzvahs. But what will come on? The Gemara brings later on. Alright, so that's obvious that would not be the case at all. So therefore, it's not a riot to Rav Yosef versus that of Rabba, because again, Rabba agrees to that idea, and when you're actually engaged, that would be a violation of having a no. But then Tais tries doing another riot. He says, "What will come in the Gemara later on the Lamed Alvim Nav Muki Rava?" Rava explains the Kra, the Pasuk of the V'hashiv Teshivim of that of returning the item, the Ginosa Mishtameras, that to tell us that you're including, that you can even return it to the person's protected garden. Kamashma, what's the chiddush of that? To be in das bayon, that you don't have to have the owner's awareness. Kedemuki Rav Yosef Bepek HaKainis, which is how Rav Yosef explains the Babakam of the Zayn Meral. And Tosafot points out what he's trying to say is, because the Rabbi Mukula Rab actually over there explains, B'she'in Mishtamesh, that Shmir Me'ula Kamei Bevesa, that's actually talking about where it's not so well protected as it is in his house. And actually, Maiser Raimanon, that's what he wants to bring a proof, the Shemer Avei Dur Kashem Mechin Haba, that actually that, oh, that that's okay, because some of the watch of the lost object is like a Shem Mechinam. And so you see that ultimately he retracts, and he says like a Yisus, so you see that he retracts, and therefore it's not a right to Shem Mechinam, and therefore to the contrary, you'll see like a Shem Mesacha. So it says, no, ain't right Allah Rav Yosef. That's not a proof that Allah like Rav Yosef. Because Rabbi Gufi Hadabay, Rabbi himself retracts from in the Gemara Nakoines. Because Shetiris Rav Yosef, when Rav Yosef answered him, the Kamash one that the Chiddush is, the lady being does Bible. That's the primary Chiddush. You don't even have the owner's awareness. And you're right, he explains it by a protected garden. And the reason why is because the Ha'ab Kra, because the Pasuk is Sher B'Sex, if it says an ox and a sheep. Rabbi agrees by a living creature that there you have the halachic status of the obligations of a paid custodian. Because animals, once you get them used to going out, so then it's already more of a liability. And when he wanted to bring proof for his words, he didn't know Rabbi Yosef's answer. So yeah, so then you're right. So at that point of the Gemara, you would have to push Ulhamad Bakfusim and say that it was tied, and therefore you don't have that problem. But once he figured out, like a Yisuf, so that's when he said that it's like a Shemazach, but not that it generally holds like that. Just one more point, there's a point that says, V'oid, more of a Dechik Acher. Another thing you'd have to push is the Habamuki Kra, that when he explains Liginose Shein Mishtamedes, that it's talking about originally when he wanted to say it's unprotected court garment. Tashmini Kra, the pasuk would be teaching Nevashemachinim. In other words, this explains also why he retracted. Not because it was like a visa, just because Deichik, that it was a Shemachinim. The problem is, L'Rabbi Islam is far that a Shemachinim. From logic, Rabbi held that it was like a Shemachinim. Play Matan all the other kids didn't have any pleasure. So therefore, that's ultimately what he held and he retracted. Not because of Revisa, but simply because the chiddush is that you don't need das, not because of but he fell off from the trying the doichik of saying it's chutz she'in mishtamelis. Or another thing you could say about why it's not a raya from there is the lekaman later on hochi perushoi hechidami. What's the case talking about? The Gemara is asking is idolei mintira, if it's not protected, lamar kad islei mipshia, according to one. Meaning for Rabbah, it would be like it's for the halacha of this master, according to what he wrote, from which is like a Shemesacha. Question is, am I a potter? Why is he exempt if it's not protected? If it is protected, again, him, like his, is like his, and therefore, essentially, that the Gemara would be according to everyone, it's not a riot to any tzad. You just say it according to each opinion. That's the question. If it's mishtameres, then of course, and if it's not, then why are you protected? And it would go according to each one according to Hashita. But now the Gemara, now Tosfos continues trying to prove that the halacha is like Rav Yisef. B'shevi umnen. What do you with the Gemara later on the Pe'alvim of Beis? Damar Rabbi Elazar says, Yeshava, he swears Shavu the Mashkin that he lost the Mashkin. And takes his money. Kibayim says, no, Abra Mashkin, lost the Mashkin, the lender, of the Ma'isav, his money is lost. Mukamas Neitan, the Gemara explains to Mishnah, that he lent him money on security, that Shemesacha, as a lacha, as a paid custodian, to like Rebbe Elazar, not like Rebbe Elazar. Masik, the Gemara comes out, the plague, what are they disagreeing about? Shem HaVeid, regarding when someone's watched a lost object. Come, the Gemara says, oh, Lame, let's say the Rav Yosef, the Allah of Yosef Tanoi is a machlekes Tanoi. Pirush Rashi explained meaning, Kedzerabo Vadi Tanoi most definitely is a machlekes Tanoi. Tlemotzis of a Rebbe Kiva, he can't be like Rebbe Kiva. So Cain, Mashma, so sounds like they know machlekes Kerabo. Why? Because who is he like then? If he can't be like Rebbe Kiva, now be Kerbalaza. Oh, the Shemuti who he's like the Gemara tells us in Shabbos Kaflamid, he's excommunicated. We don't rule like him. That's one point. But I'm also the Masnitin. Loi Asik, I would say, that means the Mishnah is also not like him. Well, that's the Zayis of Yeshua. No, it's not true. The Rabbah Vadi Lav Tanoi, not like Rashi. To the contrary, Rabbah is for sure not like a Machlokes Tanoi. But for the Rabbi Kiva, even according to Rabbi Kiva, Mishum Mitzvah Lehav Hashem Mesacha, because the Mitzvah does not make him Hashem Mesacha. And the time of Rabbi Kiva, and the reason Rabbi Kiva Dhamma that he says, of the Ma'isab, so why is it that you lost your money? That's Kedishmo. That fila b'deleisha b'shir zuzi, that he holds that even when it's not worth the amount of the zuzi, of the kumaisab, you still lose all your money. That b'kila pirshas, as if he specified shim yevet amashkin, that if he loses the mashkin, the maisab loses his money. Now, Rebbe Elazar, on the other hand, less like the shmul, he doesn't know like shmul. But fila shavi shir zuzi, and even if it's worth the amount of the zuzi, of the maisab has not lost his money. El Rabbi Yosef, according to Rabbi Yosef, Ginamim Plukatay B'Dishmul, even if you would explain the Machlekes in the teaching of the Shmul, like Kori Rabbi Elazar would say, that's the Gemara understands that, oh, let's say it's a Machlekes Tanoim, Rabbi Elazar cannot be like him. Now, this is what the Gemara understands in the Maskana, that Mavala Mashkin, someone who lends on security, Lashem Aveda, to like someone who watches a lost object, Shupaita Samalva Baveda, that the Gemara says, Ba'avda. In other words, when he loses the mashkin, alma, so we see la'av Hashem Mesacha that he's not Hashem Mesacha, not like Rav Yisrael. Shem the Gemara answers not to us, but the Rav Yisrael like Rav Yisrael. Teaching of Rav Yisrael could even be like Rav Yisrael. And says Tosfos Batei, you should know this. Like Matin Lameima, you cannot say that Rabbi Lemotzis over Rav Kiva the way Rashi was saying that Rabbi cannot be like Rav Kiva. The Bishmait Mashma, because now so it sounds like the Kulu Savrid that everyone holds the Rabbi of Rabbah's teaching. And that according to Rabbi Kiva, it's also going to be the Shemachinim. So therefore, this does not prove, as we thought this would be a raya like Rabbi Yosef, to the contrary, the way Tosafos explains, not like Rashi, it does not contradict halacha like Rabbah. Tosafos, what are you going to do with other than that? We learned in the Mishnah of Perek Shavuos of the Yonah Shavuos, Memdala Min Aleph, or it's Memgila Min Aleph. Someone lends on security. They lose the security. That he's liable for the lost object. Whatever the security was more worth more than the debt. Now, so what's bothered with Tysus? What's bothering Tysus is that it sounds like not like Rabbah. It sounds like the halacha is like a shemesacha that you're gonna be chayiv for that. So on that says Tysus, no, that's not a difficulty because Alib the Rabbah, according to Rabbah, me boyalon lo ukma, we're gonna have to explain but of the bibshia when you lost it with negligence. You're right, that even though you're unpaid custodian, the mashik negative chayiv mafsid, because whatever is opposite the debt he loses a fellow loy of a bibshia, even what he didn't lose with negligence, mitam the shmul, because of shmul's teaching, whatever's more, is because of his negligence. And the end of the day, again, it's not pushing to explain that they were talking about that it was a Pshia, because the Achanami, you have to say the same thing. When the Gemara wanted to lo'ukma pluk the Rebbe Lazar b'kiva b'dishmul, or in the Yitzchak, or in the Yitzchak teaching, and it wasn't comparing it to someone who's watching a lost object. So Achanami lo'ukma sneitin d'shavuos, the end of would have to explain the Mishnah Shavuos, the Mechayev l'shalom ba'avda, that you would have to pay what the lost is, but masha hamashkin yis alachayiv, but of the bibshia, you would have to say anyways that it was with negligence. The mitam de Shmuel, either because the reason of Shmuel or Rabbi Yitzchak, in lechayiv hamav abaved yis hamashkin, you shouldn't hold the person liable for the loss of mashkin, but masha kineg alachayiv, only what's opposite the chayiv. Why more than that? More than that, obviously, it would have to be because of the Pshia. So anyways, you see it's not Dechik, the Gemara had to say such an idea anyway. Now this actually turns the tide now. He says, okay, up until now we thought we're going to make a raya. But the Logos is like, Ravis, this is Adab, to the contrary. Actually, you could prove, Halacha like Rabbah, that the Shem Aved is Halacha like a Shem Echinam. Because, yeah, Halacha like Rabbi Yosef, everything is Halacha like Ravis, and I'm looking at Gemara, why do you think Gemara say, El Machvar, to Rabbah must be clear, must seem like a blaz, Allah, Mishnah, like Malik, and like blaz, what are you talking about? Look, why don't you just explain the Be'in Malba Chokhla Mashkin, when the lender did not need a Mashkin, that B'Shem Esacha, Hafel Rebel Yazza, then yeah, you're a Shem Esacha, again, if you hold like Ravis, that every Shem Aved is a Shem Esacha, even Rebel Yazza, Oblik Tayo, B'Malba Chokhla Mashkin, and the Machlikis is when the lender needs a Mashkin. Rather, obviously, Mishnah Allah like Rabbah, because Allah is like Rabbah, Vein Allah like Rabbi Yisrael. Well, the day, and according to him, must look must think Rabbah, and it was saying, according to Rabbah, you can't say the Mishnah like Rabbah. Vaidrai, another proof is Meperek Hamafkid, later on, Mem Gimel with Aleph. Rav Nachman Savar, Nachman holds, Nensum, Loi. Not if it happened with the Oinus. Well, Amma, obviously, is really that he holds, Diba No, Shemutta Lishtamish, that with the pleasure that he's allowed to use it, that would only make him into Shem Esacha behind the Karaba. That would be like Rabba. That's why I in the Chayfa Einzin. But could Rabbi Yisuf have a Shoyal? To the contrary, according to Rabbi Yisuf, we said like, you know, everything takes you up one step. Dano, so Rabba takes you up from Shem Echin to Shem Esacha, but not Einzin. But according to Rabbi Yisuf, well, what it means should be like a Shoyal. And the Inlam, we don't say the Hacha, the Abashem Aveda. That here, what we're talking about, Shem Aveda, the Vlehet, the Tashmish, that without the permission to use the Abashem Esacha, the Shem Esacha, Hash to the Shulish, the Mushibu who have a Shail, now that it's permitted to use it, you should be a Shail. Abul Hassam, the Loi Mayr Ba'Aveda, they were, it's not talking about Aveda, Mishra Noah said the Tashmish Labad, that just with the permissibility of using the Abashem Esacha, that actually would make it only Shem Esacha. So it says, Loi, it's not correct. Because Kivain, the Bishvil had to Tashmish Labad, since he's telling me just for the mission of using Elahabad Lashem Mesacha, only make Yashem Mesacha, Krav Nachman, like Krav Nachman. And it came as Shvishli years, Oid Prutu Rav Yisus, he told me because he has also this Prutu Rav Yisus, as it's called, Mishum Shri Saved, because of just watching lost object, in Svar, that wouldn't be logical, Shila didn't show, that should take you all the way up to Hashal. Dati Masif in Schar, the shomer, you think we add on schar to the shomer like more than he's supposed to get yield than shel, make him into a shel. So obviously there's no difference, and obviously then you see that halacha is not like Rabbi Yisrael. Void moreover, but the Kaimel and Karaba, we know we paskin in general, says Taisis. Of course we're going to pass in halacha like Rabba, but I'm misad in your mitzvah, except for those three halachas, as the Gemara tells us in Baba Basu, Daf Kovidal, Kovim Gimel. Now, but like maybe you can't say, oh, Daf Kedimil, Baba Basu. It's only by those halachas and Baba Basu, Kovim Farsh, but Chuvas Rabbit Semach, like we explained the Chuvas Rabbit Semach. No, you can't say that. All my Peg Mishal, the Gemara says, and get the Vayan Dalman Bays, the words of all Kaimel and Karaba, we're all the Karaba. Like Kama Baha, doesn't say, only in regards to this, to have mashma b'ha, that would sound like, oh, okay, only in this will it be like reading, not like other things. Could it come out of Shem Malil, like we say regarding Shem Malil, that, oh, b'ha. So we say in all areas. Peg Rishitzir and Sosin, the Gemara, Ayman Daphne Bezim and Bezim, Bishmait and the Sogid, the Hetzik Baderech, is really on the road. It says, Shevet Salacha, Yoyser, Lacha makes more sense, but Masha Lacha Karab, Lacha, like the Lacha is like Rab, like Abir Abisiv, in regards to Rav Yisiv, because Bishop Rashi, Rashi explains over there. Now, Ubesedim, Tanamba Maram, Paisik, the Rabbi Rav Yisuf, and we have Machlis Rabbi Rizv, Allah Karaba, Parmesod in Metzik, except for those three is Allah. Chor Besein Rishavim, and all the Rabban, they agree, Beshar Tvam, regarding all other things, Tama, Halacha, Karaba, Allah is in general like Rabbi, eat like Aichacha, Rav Yisuf, unless there's a proof that it's like Rav Yisuf, and therefore Taisik comes out that, yes, the Shema Veda is going to be like a Shemer Chinam. So what is this lafikach? So Tais explains, in other words, Bishlam l'rabba, and Sinkhan d'rabba, lafikach d'rabikiva sh'minan, when d'rabikiva is saying lafikach, it's lafukid d'rab Yisib. It's come to give an opinion of Yisib. So meaning we could just say that, yeah, you're not chayiv. Kind of Yisib, at least you have to be chayiv like a Shem Asalcha. That's the chiddush of lafikach. So Metzi l'memes, you could say the lafikach d'rabtarfin, Mishlam lafikach d'rabikiva. You could say, it's also, Tavern's Lepikach is also teaching us something. To infer, the Dav Kamishim de Mutlish Shtam is Chayv. Only because you're allowed to use it, then you're Chayv. Avol. But if Oslo Shtam is be fitting to use it, but you'd be put Lafuk Jabir, it's coming to include Rabbi Yisrael. Fine, that makes sense. Avol Rabbi Yisrael, because Rabbi Yisrael, my Lepikach, what's Lepikach going to teach us? It's pretty obvious. So he says, because it's difficult. My boy, my Lepikach, what are you asking? What's Lepikach? What do you mean? You know, according to Yisuf, it's telling us a big chiddush. The Makar Minim, because originally he said the Mashem Mutlish Tamish, this that you're permitted to use it like Mashem Besachah, but like a shayel. That makes only like Mashem Besachah, not like a shayel. Because the Abdu Ketani, the case of Tumad, gets lost. The Mashem that sounds like Stama Veda, just a general thing of loss, but Ainus, now the Ainus. Now we want to say, the Makar said the Tashmish, because you're allowed to use it, have a good shayel, like you're like a shayel. And then you would have to say, v'avdai, meaning, where it's like an oinus. And still yechayib. So that's a chiddush. But the perk of Afka, the Gemara of Mgilim and Olive, Yitzchok Masnit and Lashmin, and the Mishnah there says, we have to let you know, the Machma said the Tashmir, because the utility of the permission of utility of Hashem Mesacha, that you're Hashem Mesacha, Lerav Nachman, Kord of Nachman, Taman that he says, Nentuloy, that, oh, that oinus not. Gabi Mafkid Mois, Itzel Chemini, by the case of when you deposit money by the storekeeper, or the shulchani is the case, the thing we learned, tsrudim lo yishtamish men. If it's in the bundle, you're not allowed to use it. The vikar, therefore, if it gets lost, so he's not going to be chayiv b'achri yisim. Now, but most of the pshita he, that's obviously in the chayiv b'avedi, not chayiv b'avedi, kim the shemachim, because he's not getting paid for anything. Elo, sefer yitzruchalei, lashmina, and rather, the sefer is necessary to let us know. The metachim, if they're untied, yishtamish men, you could use the money. So it says lafikach. Therefore, in mavdu gets lost, chayv b'chayusa, and you can be chayv in insurance. Rav Hashem Mesachal of Nachman, you consider Hashem Mesachal Kord of Nachman. But then, so later it says, "Oinus that not." Now, the kivin that for Rav Hashem Mesachal. Now, if to even tell us that the person has a lach like Hashem Mesachal, Nachman has to tashmish because the permission of using something, it's a lash minan that we have to say lafikach. So kashkin hacha. So for sure, over here the amma that we're saying to have a shayl that you're like a shell. Lamas the pshidehu. That's not just an obvious thing. The itzuk shabbat lashmin. That of course you have to let you know. So Elias Shlomo Rav says, "Taisis, you're right. Love kushi. This word lafikir b'tavon lomani in our different masala is not a question. Well, Purush Balma just come and explain that. Oh, so what is the chiddush according to each opinion? But not that it's really a difficulty on Rav Yosef per se."